football really getting rolling starting tonight. Four games involving CAA teams. The Maine Black Bear is opening up tomorrow. And to talk more about college football in the FCS ranks, we're joined by our friend Brian McLaughlin of Hero Sports. Brian, how are you?
I'm good, Rich. Sorry about the miscommunication there, man.
Yeah.
My bad.
It's early in the season. It's preseason. We're working out the kinks.
There's a lot of kinks. So, apologize for that.
Yeah, no worries. I want to talk about a really terrific piece you did on Towson football. They're picked ahead of Maine in the CAA preseason poll. We know they've got a good team this year, and you took a look at them. They've got some dangerous guys. Everybody talks about Flacco, but as you said, Simpson's a pretty good ball player, too, and can strike fear into the hearts of defenses.
Yeah, Shane Simpson is clearly the best all-purpose guy in the country, in my opinion. And, I mean, he can slice you and dice you. He, you know, obviously runs the ball, but he can catch it out of the backfield. He returns kicks. He returns punts. And he's good at all four facets of the game. And I got to talk to him Monday, and he is excited. I mean, they still are really fired up about that loss to Duquesne in the playoffs. That was kind of a premature exit, and they've been thinking about it ever since. So, they're pretty fired up about this game this week against the Citadel.
And that's an interesting matchup, too. Citadel, another team that has high hopes for this season and maybe feels like they got a little disrespected in their conference poll. How do you size this one up?
Yeah, the Citadel looks as good as they have, in about 3 years, about the time Mike Houston left to go to James Madison. They had a good year after Mike left the Citadel, and he left it in good hands. And then they've been about 500 ever since, and I think they're going to be a lot better than that this year. So that's the thing about this Towson Citadel game is, you know, and I know I put this in the story, it's a game that we may look back at in November, and it could have something to do with an at-large playoff bid because I think both these teams are good. And, it could be the difference between a seventh win and an eighth win. An eighth win pretty much will get you in out of the CAA or even the SoCon, but seven wins this year with a 12-game schedule might not. So, you know, those kind of games are really big, even though they're in August.
Couple other games this weekend involving CAA teams I wanted to ask you about. A very interesting matchup with James Madison and West Virginia. Yeah. What do you think there?
I think, this could be a really interesting matchup. If you had played this game last year, there's no question that Will Grier and David Stills and West Virginia would have hammered James Madison. This year, they're rebuilding at West Virginia. The coaching situation has changed. And really kind of a head-scratching way with Dana Holgorsen going to Houston. To me, that's not even a sideways. It's almost a
right
step down. And then, damn, you look like world beaters. And their coaching transition was pretty seamless, actually. Kurt Cignetti's a good one. So I think we've got the potential for an upset. I didn't pick it, but I think it's going to be a really good game, and it could potentially be an upset in Morgantown this weekend.
I agree with you on that, and they have Maine's former defensive coordinator, Corey Heatherman, down there, and nobody game plans better than Corey does. I think they may surprise the Mountaineers with their defense. It's going to be a lot of fun. How about this matchup between Elon and North Carolina A&T?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. People probably know, and I think Maine had an example of this maybe 5-10 years ago where, an HBCU conference champ from maybe the MEAC or the SWAC would go 11-0, and then they would have Maine come in and play them at 8-3 or something, and Maine would slaughter them. So they always wondered, okay, the HBCU, the top HBCU teams, maybe they're not as competitive. And that's why they kind of broke off and did the Celebration Bowl.
Right.
Well, North Carolina A&T is an exception, at least the way they've been the last couple of years. They proved it last year with Jacksonville State beating them. They proved it by beating an FBS team in East Carolina. They beat an FBS team the year before in Kent State out of the MAC. They beat them in overtime. North Carolina A&T has proven that they can play with the big boys, and Elon should be pretty good. So I think it's going to be a telling matchup. I really do. I think it's going to say a lot about Elon and Davis Cheek back at quarterback after being injured. But you're right. That is definitely one of the more interesting matchups on Saturday.
Last weekend for a week zero, it was fun to see some football and watch two teams Maine will play, Villanova and Colgate, go at it. Yeah. Colgate certainly lost a lot. Villanova, a great recruiting class and a really good-looking transfer quarterback.
Yeah, Villanova. Daniel Smith is the new guy. I think they were calling him Danny. Maybe, you know, when he was, when Daniel was at Campbell, you know, in North, in the state of North Carolina, he actually, as a freshman, he rushed for 1,000 and passed for 1,000. You know, you don't see that every day. So he showed from the get-go that he was a talented kid. You know, they moved from the Pioneer League to the Big South, and you know, the competition wasn't quite what he is going to see in the CAA. But I'll tell you what, for his first game with Villanova, and the question marks all being about the quarterback position at Villanova, I felt like he answered a lot of those questions against the pretty tough, you know, Colgate team. And the, we already knew the defense at Villanova would be good. They're loaded. Loaded. But how are they going to move the ball? Well, we saw some new names pop up with Daniel Smith and Covington at running back. And, boy, Villanova looked tough on Saturday.
Sure did.
What happens after that?
Brian McLaughlin of Hero Sports with us here on Downtown. So as you look at the national picture, Brian, as we really jump into it this weekend, who's your best bet to beat North Dakota State and knock them out of the title picture, if anybody?
Well, no, I think this is the year that can happen. You know, they're going to have an interesting matchup with UC Davis early in September. UC Davis certainly has the firepower offensively, you know, coming out of California. The high-powered offense is there. I mean, the Jake Mayer is the best quarterback in the country, period. And he has weapons back in the run game and the pass game. You know, if UC Davis can match the physicality, especially on defense, that could be interesting. And then whenever you talk about the Missouri Valley Conference, there are always teams in that conference that physically can hang with North Dakota State. Maybe when North Dakota State rebuilding a little bit. Now, last year's North Dakota State, I don't think half the FBS could have hung with last year's team. But this year's team, I think Illinois State can play with them. I think South Dakota State can play with them. You know, Youngstown State and Northern Iowa, even when they're slightly down, seem like they can hang with North Dakota State because they will punch you in the mouth. And that's what Valley football is, you know. So I think they have the potential to maybe lose two games this year. But, you know, we all know how well they play in the playoffs. So they'll be interesting this year.
Have you got a favorite dark horse that you think could surprise some people and get into the playoffs and maybe win a game or two?
You know, I'll go with a couple CAA teams that I'm curious about. I mean, number one right off the bat is Villanova because, you know, we knew what they had defensively. You know, last year, even with all the injuries, they still pinned opponents to 23 points a game, which was, I think, a top 25 number in the FCS. That's with the fact that they really could not move the ball in the middle of the season with all those injuries. But at the same time, at full strength, we watched Villanova beat Temple in week one, which is, you know, an FBS team, a rival in the Philly area. And then we saw them close out by hammering Delaware, who was headed to the playoffs. So, you know, sandwiched in between was this injury-plagued period of time. But Villanova's a pretty good team, and it's almost like everybody's kind of forgotten about them. They proved themselves Saturday, I think. I thought, you know, it wasn't just one of those things, it's just one game, write that off. No, I think that was an example of what you'll see. As long as the injury bug leaves them alone for one in years, I think that's a team that could go a couple rounds.
Brian McLaughlin of Hero Sports joins us every Thursday this season here on Downtown. Looking forward to your FCS National Top 25 commitment list as well. When might we see that?
You know, Rich, we have a Category 4 hurricane bearing down on us, so it might be a little while because I might be a little busy here in the next week down here in Florida. So, you know, that's something that I try to work on a little bit here and there. And when I know I get to the point where I can, you know, put it out. I might ease to it a couple days out, but I was hoping to do it this week, but it may not turn out that that's possible. But I'll tell you something. I have been charting recruiting, and we have some monster kids coming to this level. It's very impressive, even this early in the recruiting cycle, what this level of FCS can attract.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Most of all, you stay safe this weekend, and we'll catch up with you again next Thursday.
All right, Rich. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. Brian McLaughlin, Hero Sports. They do such a great job covering the FCS football ranks. Check out Brian every Thursday here on Downtown.